No, I didn't want to be a comedian. I wanted to be an actress. And even that, I just liked, you know, going to movies and saying, oh, I could do that. I can't wait to do that. But there was nobody, oh, I want to be so-and-so when I grow up.
So you really started with a fresh slate.
I started with it. It's a very good way. Fresh slate and just knowing I wanted to be in show business, but that was about it.
How has Joan Rivers on stage changed from those first times when you gave stand-up comedy a
try? I'm older.
Nothing else.
I'm older. When I look back, I like somebody will send me an old clip of an Ed Sullivan show. You know you're different than then because circumstances are just different.
Exactly. So what cracked people up then is the same thing that makes them laugh today.
I think in earlier humor, again, it was always shock, but shock was very different, what they considered shocking. Shocking in the 70s was saying you had an affair with a married man. I don't know what's shocking anymore. You know, we hear Charlie Sheen and we hear this and that, and you go, oh, yeah, uh-huh.
We've been shocked to the point of...
Of non-shockability.
Yeah. Your website says that you'll be performing your uncensored, uninhibited stand-up at Symphony Hall on Friday.
Yeah, it's a warning.
Right.
Because I find usually people that go to the Symphony are very, you know, beautiful and wealthy and buttoned up and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And then you come out and the first word you say is and the second word you say is this. And you just hear, you know, gasps. So we always like to let them know.
Is there a line that you just don't cross with your comedy?
It's a very good question, and the answer is I don't know. Because mm-hmm. if I say it, then I've crossed the line. And it's come to me to say.
For years now, I've heard the line that you're one of the hardest working people in show business.
Yeah, they always say that. Yeah.
However, I have to admit that I really didn't think much about it until looking through your scheduled appearances just for March alone. Do you push yourself in keeping up this pace, or do you have a little help along the way?
No, it's a very strange business we're in. There is no security. If you happen to have seen my documentary, you see you go up, you go down, you go up, you go down. There's no security. And so when things are there, if you don't take them, you're a fool. And it's a very good moment for me now. Melissa and I have our own reality show on Wii. This is not the time to say I'm too tired.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you have friends and enemies alike that ask, Joan, why do you do it? You could kick up your
heels. I'm one of those people that loves the business. And I'm not comparing myself to Matisse in any way. But when he had arthritis at the end, he would strap scissors onto his hands so he could do cutouts of paper. If you love what you're doing, you want to do it.
As far as your Atlanta appearance, anything special we can expect?
Just whatever's current and whatever's annoying you, trust me, it's annoying me.